last time, we just went through the shitos that emerged from our sugya. The point of departure in our sugya is the line here, Charach Kodem Pesach, Mutal Achar Pesach. Tosfos presents one shita regarding chametz and nifsal may achilas adam prior to Pesach. He says it hasn't been chametz, it's aser bana, it is chay bebiura. The latter point, the fact that it's chay bebiur, is what the sugya on Mem Hayom Beis mentions, right? The pas ipsha, right? Rotted bread, tama tumas oflin, the kibetzah v'nifsrepes and matfeis. You see, it must be burnt. You have to do biur chametz with regard to nifsal may achilas adam. And therefore, al korchenu, the sugya here must be talking about only chametz which is charuch ash nifsal me'achilas kelev, because otherwise, as we said, it has regular din chametz. So that's one possibility. Basically, nifsal me'achilas adam has a din chametz. Aser bana chayav biura. Then we saw the opposite possibility, the opposite shita, that chametz and nifsal me'achilas adam has no din chametz. It's mutar bana. There's no chayav biura. There's no bar bayimatze. Regarding the Heter Hana, this is what many Achronim understand Rashi here to be saying, including the esteemed Achronim in our room, right? Svi and Arye, that the Rashi says Batal Tamar Mariso, so he doesn't require Nifsal Me'achilas HaKelev. Even just Nifsal Me'achilas Adam is sufficient. It would be Mudr Bahana. And then regarding this, the Sugya about Chivior and Mehmeh Bey, so you would then be adopting the position of the Ra'ah side in the Ritva there, that Nifsal Me'achilas Adam actually is not Chayav Biur. And he points to the Tosefta, which we're going to see in greater detail later, that Melugma Shenizrcha is Eino Chayav Biur. Chametz that becomes spoiled is not Chayav Biur, and he interprets that to mean that is, even if it's Nisrcha Me'achilas Adam. I'm not sure if I explained sufficiently what he does with the sugya there. The truth is, the Ritva does not really tell us how the Ra'ah explained the sugya, only that he rejected the conclusion, which seems to be the pashas of the sugya, of the Rif, that you have to be mevayer, chametz afilu of nifsal me'achilas adam. He writes, aval yesh she'omer, delo asil hashminin el din tuma. Aval eino chayav levayer midin shemikemesh nifsal me'achilas adam. So what does the sugya mean then? So I think the answer to this is that v'nisrevitz matmeya is not coming to say that you are chayiv to be sorted. What that line means is that it is able to be burnt with chametz tamei. Because it's mutar tamei tumas oflin, there's no problem burning it with the tamei. In any event, he believes that there's no chayiv biur, so if you put the two together, Rashi here, the Ra'ah there, you get to the position that nisal mechaz adam has no chametz. Mutar bana, it's not chayiv biur. Okay. Position 3 through 5 were middle options. Position number 3 is to say that the chiluk between Hana, which is Mutter, and Biur by Rabbi Matzeh, has you have a din chametz. It's Mechuyev to Biur, you are over by Rabbi Matzeh. That would be what emerged if you accepted Rashi here, or you chronim in Rashi here, and you take the pashas of the Sugya Memeim Beis, Shalom Kimahara, but take the position the Mosheron did, that the Sugya there is saying that you're Chayev to Biur. And I mentioned this precedent for that. That model of chametz that is mutter be achilu v'hana, but chayv biur be bayir abematzah in the Pnei Yeshuv's understanding of this Rashi regarding tarogas. So come back to it. That's number 3. Number 4 is a chiluk as well between hana and biur, but in the opposite direction. There's a chiluk between hana, which is aser, and biur, which is mutter. That's taking the ra'ah over there that chametz and nifsal me'achilas adam does not require biur. The sugya there does not mean to say that it is chayv biur. But Rov Rishonim here is meaning mutter bana. That's daka be'achilas nifsal me'achilas kelev, and the precedent for that for chametz, which is aser behana be'achila, but mutter be'bayra be'imatzei, and therefore no chiyuv be'biur, would be shitas Rabbi Tam regarding tarogas chametz, which again we'll get. And then the fifth possibility is to suggest, I haven't seen this, but to suggest that maybe there's a chiluk between the sugi here and the sugi over there, not in terms of the din being discussed, but in terms of the case being discussed. Nifsal me'achilas adam depends on how it becomes nifsal. If it's charuch, which is an artificial revolution, transformation, so then it will be mutter. Right? This would be a way for basically to explain Rashi without resorting to Ra, and without resorting to a chiluk din dinim. But if you're talking about the natural evolution of food, right? This what happens if you leave it on its own. Every food, at some point, starts to spoil. So maybe that kind of evolution does not alter its status, so that Pasha Ifsha and Achinami, even if it's Nisal Me'achilas Adam currently, is still has still the nechamit, whereas lechem shecharako does not. Okay, so that's just in terms of the shitos. But now I want to analyze them. And here, what we should do is just analyze it on the against the backdrop of the normal klalim that govern the context of machal susurus, at the very least. What is the status of nislam ne'achilas adam more general? And in general, the presumption is that ochel that's nislam ne'achilas adam is not ne'asar, is not lesser, it's mutter. Now, what is the basis for that? So for Rov HaRishonim, the basis for that is the sugya, the topic of nevela u'ilager. In two places, in two makoros in terms of the Gemaras, and also in two contexts in terms of the dinim that they're discussing, we find a machlokas between Tanaim about how to read, how to understand the pasuk regarding nevela. This pasuk we've seen for different purposes, but the pasuk says that you can't eat the nevela. Instead, you should give it to a ger. So Chazal understand that what we have here is not just that it's mutter to give it to a ger, and that is an important point, as we've seen in our Gemara, but rather also that it's typically in condition under which there's an iser, and has to be nevela haruya leger. So there's machlokes about what that means and what the implication of that is. Excuse me. Rabbi Shimon interprets losachukol nevela ger shabbi sharecha kol ra'u leger kuri nevela shen ri leger ena kuri nevela. What that means is that even ma'achal, if you have a ma'achal, which is then nisrach, you have, let's say, nevela, which is, a good cut of meat. Right? So it's ochel, but if it then rots and spoils, it is no longer subject to the iser of nevela. There's no iser of achilas nevela at that point, because it's not ruuli l'ger. Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Meir thinks that the pasuk does not come to exclude such a case where you have a perfectly good ochel, a good cut of meat that then spoils, but rather a cut of meat that was always spoiled. There's something wrong with the meat itself. Presumably the animal itself had some kind of what? Yeah, I guess that would be.
We're wondering if ukashchim was edible
animal. Sadma.
I'm trying to figure out if the Agadari here is also in a really field's caliber, just really odd. So we're trying to figure out whether or not this.
Here the Gemara is talking, it's Laguerre.
Yeah, so that was the conclusion we can't do.
Yeah. So it's an animal which has, it's got some trouble physiologically even while it was alive. When his Nevelon's carcass, first emerged as a carcass, as opposed to a live animal, it was already inedible. It was not Ru'il Adam. So that's what the pasuk is coming to exclude. It is not coming to exclude a good cut of meat that then became spoiled. And then the Gemara mentioned, the Gemara could have said it's lav davka tsuchame kara according to Rabbi Shimon. He just simply didn't see the distinction. Why should that matter? As one could have said, well, maybe Rabbi Shimon agrees that the pasuk is needed to exclude that case, and does. He just thinks that tsuchame kara ma'achal shenisrach, there's no difference. Why should it matter? The Gemara doesn't assume that. The Gemara assumes that in Echanami there is a distinction. And therefore, if it were necessary to teach that Tzucha Meikara was excluded from the Nevela, you would not have been able to extrapolate to Machal that was fine and then was Nisrach. But Rabbi Shimon responds that he does not believe that we need a pasuk to tell us that. Tzucha Meikara, the fact that that is not subject to Isser, to the Losachot Nevela, is a Dabar Pashuk Misvara, because it's Afra Ba'am. It has no status as Ochel in the first place, that could never have been entertain as even a havamina, that should become aser ben nevela. Therefore, the fact that the Torah mentions it has to be u'ilager, much talking in the case of ma'achal v'afrikach nisra. So that's the interpretation issue that the Gemara presents regarding the pasuk. It's essentially bound up with the way the Gemara presents, at least. It sounds like the original machlokas was machlokas about shukha me'ekara. Is there a need for such a pasuk to exclude it? If there is, then that's all you get, Tzucha Meikara, but nothing else. And then Nisrach, if it's in Ru'i Lager, but it had been at one point, so there's no exclusion. And the other opinion is that Tzucha Meikara, you don't need a pasuk for that. It's simply not a Ochel at all. Misvara, we knew that. And therefore, the pasuk, when it requires that it be Ru'i Lager, must be talking about a Macha, which had been Ru'i Lager, and then no longer is, so then that's not subject to the Nevela. Anyway, the Gemara presents this in two contexts, because there's really two dini nevela. There's the din of tumas nevela, right? Nevela is an abatuma. It's one of the abas of tumah. And there's the din of achilas nevela. Nevela is asur b'achila. These two often overlap a lot, because there's shchidas mitaharas in the nevela. The nevela is asur b'din nevela, b'achila. but has no status in the Beilo for the purpose of being Habitum.
What are you talking about? What's the scenario? How do you shach something and install in the Beilo?
Any behemoth man?
Oh.
There you go. Or if it's a Shechita Psula? Let me see one second.
Psula, I think it's.
Check quickly.
Very cool.
What?
Very cool. Man.
Yeah.
This morning. Shechita Psula is an available whole.
If I recall correctly, there's some discussion about if it's.
Like,
is it
something
Shechita?
It marks, I guess, the word.
What?
In the case of suffix shechita, the animal is usher but tahor because it was b'cheskas. It's usher, but it was b'cheskas tahor.
No, I think maybe it was even simen echad.
Oh, maybe.
Kadosh shechita b'simen echad. So that's with the heresy of Eviel, you know, it's not mashir l'achila. You know, I think it's not really. I was mentioning there how it's just.
Yes, yeah, so you
could. What? I just give a badge. The Mishnah says, "Shachet es aveshet, pasak es kargeres, or pasak es kargeres, achkach shachet es aveshet, or shachet echad man in kinla shemes." Rabbi Shavi says it's nevela, and Rabbi Kiva holds that it's the equivalent of treifa, which means that in other words, there's no it's make the harish meaning of it. I don't believe he actually that he thinks that it's a shame treifa. The point is that it's aser kid treifa. Usually these two things go along together. If you have in nevelos, then it's a. There's an abatuma, and B, it's also brachila. So this Gemara, this machlokes is cited in connection with both. And the Choros on Chaf Gimel, the original machlokes, I believe, was regarding the question of nevela shenisrcha. Is that metame ke'av or not? And then with regard to achila, you find that Gemara applies it of what is ours on the Zion, where the Gemara presents a machlokes, and the theory Shimon would not have an isra achila, which is nevela, or if he remeir would. So the Rav Rishonim, we paskin. That even ochel shenisrach acharkach, we pass in like Rabbi Shimon, even ochel shenisrach acharkach is mudr b'achila, and that is the basis for the din of nifsal me'achilas adam in general, nifsal me'achilas adam not being us. Rambam, however, seems to have had a different opinion. There's this din cited in our parak, which is a din we'll get to extensively when we get to Daf Chaf Dalet. We've seen it before, but I'll just repeat it, which is just the halacha of derech achila. So there's two dinim in the Gemara, I think I mentioned this last time, there's two dinim that are mentioned in the Gemara, there's achila, derech achila, and then there's hana, derech hana. Rambam has a din, for him, the achila, derech achila is really to be understood as achila, derech hana. Again, not for now, but for later, it's important. That you need to have achila a certain kind of way, kiderech achila, derech hana. And the Gemara presents that the basic idea is you have a ma'achal, which is an ochel, b'chetza, subject to the isurim, but you do not violate, at least in your ma'achal, you don't violate it, and for Rosh Hashanah, there's no isur at all, if you're ochel in a strange way, if it's an abnormal kind of eating. As an example, the Gemara mentions ochel chelav chai, eat chelav raw. Another example that the Rambam adds in is your ma'arik davar mar, you put bitter spices or bitter ingredients into the stew. So that's a lot about that. You're not chayiv in achila unless it's derech achila or derech hana. The Rambam, when he recounts this halacha, this is where the Rambam speaks of. Oh no, do we not have Rambam here?
No.
Sorry, fire
line?
I guess. Yeah. I like to see it in front of me, but. The Rambam in Hilchos, Ma'achalos Asuros, Paragidalad, Halachigidalif. So he throws in. You want to read it?
Kesad hari shehimcha es achila begamok shehu cham ad she nachva grono menu o she achal chilav chai o she iriv dvar marim kagon rosh vola nal tocha yai nazach o le tocha kid gave rosh on the vila o achal kishmen marim o she achal ochal asar nachar she sriach the yiddish.
So the din of Machal Shenisrach, the Rambam presents, but he cites it in this context. So the basis for the Rambam seems clear. Right? The basis of the Rambam is that this din, this halacha here of Eino Derech Achilor, Yerin Derech Hanasa Bechach, not the other halacha, the halacha which really governs, you know, what's defined as Ocho for the purpose of Machal Sasuros. It's not excluded on the basis of that halacha, apparently. And he cites it in the context of Eino Derech Achilor, which deals with Ochlin and their subject to sue the Isser Achila, but in terms of what you do with it, how you do with it, certain acts which are not the Achila are not going to be forbidden. So the Rambam cites it in that context. Now, there are nafkaminas to this. And this is what Achronim discuss as one example. If we assume that the yisod of the din of Nosin Tam of Gam is the halacha of Nifsal Machiyos Adam, which I'll get to in a second, and then you take the Rambam and submit that the Rambam held that Nifsal Machiyos Adam is based on Ena Derech Achila B'chach, right? So then what emerges is the heter of Nosin Tam of Gam, where you have Tam HaIsser, but it rather than benefiting the food, it undermines it, depreciates its quality. So Nosin Tam of Gam is mutter. So if you take the put these two together, so then what emerges is the reason that it's mutter is because of the din of in derech achila. That's not obvious. The Gemara itself does seem, and this is the issue with Ram, which I'll get to in a second. The Gemara itself does seem to suggest that the basis. What?
What's pasuk? Not like a star.
No, no. The Gemara about Nosin Tam. It's this pasuk. It's Nevela Riyugir. So it does. The Gemara presents that we apparently paskin like Rabbi Shimon because that's why you have the din of Nosin Tam of Gam being mutter. Meaning the basis for Nosin Tam of Gam being mutter is the halacha that Nifsal Machiyos Adam is mutter. Now that itself is not an obvious thing to say. Nosin Tam of Gam is not talking about something which is necessarily not Ru'uya L'Achila, it's not edible. So the Rishon discussed that, and it's not my purpose. The Rishon do discuss that issue. The Ron is famous discussion with the Rashba. But bottom line is, the Gemara does say that the fact that Nosin Tam of Gam is mutter is based on the fact that we paskin Legabe Nevela Ru'uya Gir like Rabbi Shimon. That Ma'achal V'achakach Nisrach Nifsal Me'achilas Adam is mutter. Now, most Rishonim think that that's the raya. That's all we need to show that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, as opposed to Rabbi Meir, that Nevela Rabbi Lager, we just take Rabbi Shimon's view. Setting aside, as the Rambam does, he doesn't mention, we'll get to in a second, he doesn't mention Nevela Rabbi Lager, and substituting instead what the Rambam does suggest as the basis for the heter of Nisal Me'achilas Adam, namely that it's not Derech Achila, is not to me so obvious. Meaning, if whatever reason we don't take this Gemara as authoritative regarding Nosin Tam of Gam, I'm not sure it makes sense to then assume that the basis for Nosin Tam of Gam is actually Ein Derech Achila B'chach. I think it's not obvious what the connection is between the din that Nifsal Me'achilas Adam is mutter, and even if it's based on Nevela Lager, and Nosin Tam of Gam being mutter, but that's in the Gemara. Whatever the analysis, however you understand that, I don't know if it's so, it's a double pasha to say, well, what we know for sure from this Gemara is that Nosin Tam of Gam is rooted in the heter of Nisal Me'achilas Adam, and whatever the basis for the heter of Nisal Me'achilas Adam, we'll just substitute it in and then say Nosin Tam of Gam is dependent on that. But that's what the great Theoplasy, the Rav Yaakov Emden, Rav Yonasan Abishitz, sorry. And so the Plasy actually paskins, right, that Nafkamina would be, again, it's only Nafkamina if you assume that you can do everything I just mentioned, namely substitute the Yisod of Heter Nifsal Me'achilas Adam that the Rambam provides for the one that the Gemara seems to provide, and still hold, though, that the Gemara's connection between Nosin Tam of Gam and the Heter of Nifsal Me'achilas Adam, that still holds. You know, just a question of, you know, what you put into the box of the Yisod, but whatever the Yisod is, it's going to be the reason for Nosin Tam of Gam. If you do that, so then you get to the position, what emerges is, halacha l'maisa, that Nosin Tam of Gam is not mutter b'basar b'chala, because this din of Derech Achila actually has exceptions. The Gemara goes on to say over there, this is, by the way, itself not a Derech Achila. The Gemara does note that basar b'chala and kilei akerim are exceptions to the halacha of Derech Achila. You don't need Derech Hana for those two things. Assuming that those exceptions apply to the halacha that the Rambam is speaking of, meaning the exceptions with regard to that din of achilat derech hana, which the Rambam himself actually is fine, but it wasn't a double question in Rishonim, then what emerges is that basar b'chalav is no heter of Nosin Tam of Gam. Okay? Assuming all that, then you have a nafkamina that if you take the Rambam's position as based on derech achila, so then Nosin Tam of Gam is also going to be based on derech achila, and then given that basar b'chalav is an exception to the principle of in derech achila b'chach. You're chayv even if it's in derech achila or derech hana, but b'chalav. So then you have no heter, Nosin Tam of Gam, b'chalav, which is
You know, surprisingly to say, but that's exactly what the place he paskins. He says, "Al kopanim and davar mavur." At least for the Rambam, the baser b'chalav afilu nasan l'sol chederish or baser b'chalav davar pogim biyoser mikol makom maser the chayvelah shalok kederach nasa. So that's one nafkamin, and the second nafkamin that the Chavos Das mentions, he suggests im hishpichu v'achar kach nifka. I'm sorry, im hishpichu v'achar kach. If it initially becomes spoiled, but then you somehow revive it, put a little, you know, this, a little that, and make it edible again. So if the yisod hadavar says the Chavos Das, it makes a lot of sense. Although I think one could, you know, one could analyze and wonder if it's mukhrach. But he says that if the yisod is in der hachil b'chach, so there's no hafka b'cheftza. It's just a matter of what you eat it, what is the quality of your maisachila. So if that's the case, so then if it's nisrach, but then you revive it, it'll still be derech achila and you'll be chayav. Whereas if it's based on the yisod of nevela ilager, which is really a different kind of principle, it's a afka b'chetza, it's not an ochel anymore. So he suggests that would be something that once paka, you can't just put it back, and you can't, you know, put the puzzle back together again. It's, you know, it's the Pandora's box has been opened. It's no longer subject to the yisod achila. It's upper bama. If it's upper bama, so then it's not going to be us regardless. So that would be another nafkamina. So there are nafkaminas to this. Now the question, of course, is why didn't the Ram cite the initial halacha of nevela ilager, the one that everybody else does? The one the Gemara itself seems to suggest as the reasoning. Here I suspected what I found in an interview to end up saying is the case, which is that perhaps the Ram simply doesn't pass like Rabbi Meir. He actually passes like Rabbi Shimon. Regarding Tumas Nevela, that's clear. He passes like Rabbi Meir. Regarding the din of Nevela, that is clear. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Sharvos HaTumah, Perek Aleph, Lecha Yud Gimel, the father Nevela shehipsid, shenifsad, vehivish, venifsal melechol akelev, tahar. But it's only if it's nifsal melechol akelev. If it's nifsal melechilas adam, so then it's still tameh. Then it says, "Basa nevela shahaya saruach meikaro ve'ena roach roi lemachal adam harizatarsh." Now, my legersh b'cherech dinel v'chala achdei chilasa ruui legersh. So he explicitly paskins like Rabbi Meir. Right, the pasuk is necessary specifically to tell us that saruach meikara. Right, where it's nifsal meichilas adam meikara saruach meikara, then it's not subject to the din of nevela in a kriya nevela. But if it was ruya, so then it requires not, and this is all the Yud Gimel, its status as an avatama of nevela is only paka if it's nifsal me'achila kelev. Right, so if it was good, but then achar kach nisrach, it's got to be nifsal me'achila kelev. Simply being nifsal me'achila adam is insufficient. That's the psak of Rabbi Meir. Now the Rambam doesn't mention anything else about nevela ruya the ger. Now, while it's possible and principle to have said, let's be mechalik, right, is another potential chiluk, right? Maybe paskin like Rabbi Meir regarding tumah to say that it is metamek in avela, right, where it's nisrach, but it only mechilas adam, but it would still be mutter, would not be subject to the yisrachila. That's something which the Tosfos contemplated in the Bechoros. I don't know if you saw there, the Tosfos you know, mention this possibility of being mechalik, and basically what they say is, yeah, even if you hold regarding tumah you paskin like Rabbi Meir, you would still supposed to think paskin like Rabbi Shimon regarding achila. They basically hint at this possibility. Supposed to say, this is on chaf kemal beis v'idach. Because the Gemara, I mean, their problem there is Rabbi Yochanan sounds like paskins like Rabbi Shimon. He holds Srucha Meikara requires no pasuk, that we knew Misvara, and he only needed the pasuk to tell you the Ma'ute, the case of Ma'achal v'Achakach Nisrach, where it was good and then it was Nisrach. He says, so why does Gemara ponder the possibility? And maybe Rabbi Yochanan thinks, in the context of Tumah, Rabbi Yochanan seems to associate himself with the position that it's only Srucha Meikara, which is no good, but if it were good and then became Nisal Me'achilas Adam, it would still be Mitamek as an Av Nevela. He says, Dilinin Nisrachila Vada Lotzarach Kra. For mechalik, since meikar afru aval le'in and tuma have a mina de mitame dafakad de lochazi lechilim mina have asher tshuazer v'ziva. That basically mechalik, maybe the standards for what subject to achila the yisra achila has to be a machal, but maybe nevela you would say it's not a machal but it still has a shem nevela, and maybe that would be sufficient in terms of tuma. So basically, the Tosfos contemplates a chiluk saying when it comes to tuma, the Nevela Sheh Nisrach still has a Shem Nevela and is Metamik Kav Hatuma like Nevela. But when it comes to Achila, so then it's a Dabar Pashut. You'll pass in like Rabbi Shimon essentially. And basically the way that Tosfos explains it is, the question is, Misvara initially, what's the status of Srucha Meikara? And it might be that for Srucha Meikara, Tosfos thinks you don't need a Pasuk for it in the context of Achila. You would need a Pasuk for it though in the context of Nevela, and that's really where the Chilik starts. What the Gemara says, Afar Ba'ama, Tosa is saying that that Svara could be compelling in the Gabe Achila. I think the simple explanation for them, and basically what they say is, it is an Ochel. This is not my Achil's adamant, it's not an Ochel, has no shame Ochel, but perhaps it would still be subject to Din Nevela as a Avatuma. In other words, maybe it wouldn't be Hafkas, shame Nevela is like a little lundish, but I guess is what I would say. I mean, you don't have to say it this way, but I think it makes a lot of sense. That the Tosas are saying, maybe Srucha Meikara is obvious that it has no shame Ochel. It's questionable whether or not that means that it has no shame Nevela. And therefore, Legabe Avatuma, it'll have the status of Nevela Srucha Meikara, and the Pasuk is necessary to tell us that it doesn't have the status of Nevela. Legabe Achila, right, Srucha Meikara.
What's the star for that? Meaning, if both of the Dinim are totally on the same status, why would it?
But that's what Tosas is saying. Maybe they're not. Maybe Achila is dependent not simply on Nevela, but on its being Ochel. Tosas is contemplating the possibility that you would have it be a Nevela, but it still would not be subject to Isser Nevela, because Isser Nevela depends on its being an Ochel. It's not Nital Nachila, it's not something which is subject to the Isser of Achila's Nevela, but it still has the status of Nevela. That's how I would put it. In other words, it has a status of Nevela either way. The only question is it an Ochel? You don't have to put it that way, but I think that's the simplest way to say it. Right? That what Tosas is contemplating is divorcing the Isra Achila just from the question of, does it have a Shem Nevela? Even if it has a Shem Nevela, it has to be Ochel. Follow?
I follow. I just don't know if I like that. But.
Well, to me, I think the more suspect issue here for me, just in terms of Tosas, is, but it's the same Pasuk.
Right.
So the same pasuk is coming on the one hand regarding achila to say one thing, but on the other regarding tumah not. So either way, Tosfos contemplates that possibility, but maybe the Rambam did not. Maybe the Rambam thought no, what didn't? You know, it's all dependent on the same question: does it have a shem nevela? Does it not have a shem nevela? And Rambam therefore having paskin regarding avatuma that it still has a shem nevela, the gabe avatuma ma'achal shenisra chachakach. If it's only Nifsal Me'achilas Adam, still is a Nevela, so then Huadin Legabe Achila, it's still Aser Be'achila. And therefore, the Rambam did not have it available to him. The Rambam does not paskin this, the din of Nevela Ru'i Lager, that Nifsal Me'achilas Adam is Mafkia the Aser. He thinks it's still Ochel, still Aser. The Rambam, though, did not disagree that there is a Heter for Nifsal Me'achilas Adam, but it's rooted not in the Hafkas Cheftza, the din of Ru'i Lager, it's rooted in the din of the Gabi Maisa Achila, right? That the only over if you're over if you're Ochel Derech Hanah. Okay, that's what seems to emerge from the Rambam. That's how the Nodi Yuda, that's what the Nodi Yuda assumes. I saw that the Nodi Yuda just takes that as their budget. The reason the Rambam is forced to, the reason the Rambam does insert the Heter of Nifsad Me'achilas Adam within the rubric of the din be Maisa Achila, that it's in Derech Achila, is because he had no such Yisod regarding the Chetza Shal Ma'achal, that a Ma'achal Nifsal Me'achilas Adam is no longer subject to the Dinei Ochel. It's not considered Ochel, no subject to the Dinei Ochel, because he paskins like Rabbi Meir. We see that regarding Tuma and Huadin Legabe Achila. I think that's the simplest reading of the Rambam. He doesn't mean, while it's Misvar possible, I guess, to be Machal, I could say, well, maybe the Rambam held like Tosfos, that, you know, with regard to Tuma, we paskin like Rabbi Meir. With regard to Achila, maybe he'll hold something else. The problem is, Rambam doesn't mention ever, anywhere, regarding Achila, the issue of Nevela Ru'i Lager. So I think it's, you know, that's not so tenable. So Icon, the principle, but Chol Torku, in the end what emerges is Nifsal Me'achilas Adam is Mutter, and there's two potential bases why. For Rov Rishonim, Ma'achal Shenifsal Me'achilas Adam is Mutter based on the Yisod of Nevela Ru'i Lager, only Ma'achalim, which are actually able to be eaten, have the same Ochel in Ma'achal Sosuros, Nevela Ru'i Lager. For the Rambam, the principle was a different one, namely the one we have in our parak, Ein Derech Hanah B'chach, Shaloki Derech Hanah. It's a din regarding, again, different concept, it's different regarding the Maisa Achila, not the Chetza as a status of Ocha. In any event, Kach v'kach, it's mutter. So now coming back to, now we can, we're armed to be able to analyze our sugya. And what emerges is that in terms of, you know, what would we initially presume, therefore what shita here then emerges to, you know, just at least initially, what shita would seem to make sense in the context of the issue of chametz and nifsal, me'afiyos adam, prior to Pesach, which shita would you understand? I presented five in the beginning, right? Yeah, the second position. In other words, we should marry Rashi and the Ra'ah. We should say that there's no Isser. It's Nisal Mechiyos Adam is already Charuch. If it's Nisal Mechiyos Adam, it's already Mutter. And it's not Chayv Biura. Because Nisal Mechiyos Adam has no Shem Machal. It's not defined as Chametz. You know, just applying the normal Kolim that we have, we would then come to that conclusion. And that presumably is what you would say for the Ra'ah and for Rashi, if you assume, right, that both of them say it across the board. And obviously then the question becomes, what were the other Rishonim thinking? Why is it Usur if we have a general principle of Machal Suros, that Nifsal Mechil Zadam is not subject to the Isur is Paka, there's no Isur at that point. So why, regarding Chametz, do we say otherwise? Right? Why do we say that chametz is when it's we say it's mutter ba'anah? No, it's only if it's mechil zadim, not mechil zadim.
There's the Magen Avraham
that addresses
this. Oh,
before the Magen Avraham. So Rav Rishonim, many Rishonim who say this do address this point. They're acutely aware of this problem, and they endeavor to explain it. What do they say? And then here I have in mind, in particular, the Ran or Ben David address this exact issue. What do they say? They give an exception because chametz is an exception because why are they saying that? They're saying that because part of the analysis that we've shown, which is that the general principle would have it that it should be mutter, there should be no iser anymore once it's nifsal mechil zada. So they're quite aware of that, and therefore they explain. Can I bring my account? That's because of nifsal of the din of nifsal. Right, this is the. I think it's both on Memhei and on Chabal. I think it's both, right? He says it, the Rain of David explains it both cases. What?
It's also the Rice that we're saying this.
Yeah. We're not assuming that, yeah. The Rishon assumes there were questions that we're talking here is on the level of the Rice. Rabbeinu David addresses the issue head on in both places. I'm just reading from Menhei Amad. I give you this as far as, right? Menhei Amad Beis, he says, right? And the truth is that the Sugi itself has that line, right? This is something which the Sugi itself has a kind of, a line which you sort of, skip over, but the Rishonim didn't, and they knew that they shouldn't because of this issue. Right? That the Sugi itself says earlier on, Hapash Ifsha. And then it goes on, and then it quotes later on, it drops that line about Roy Lechameya Bo Isis Acheros, but the Rishonim say that we shouldn't be dropping it. It's a line, is what the Rain Dev explains. Why is that line there? He has the announcement. That would be the normal application of that would be the din we would expect based on applying general principles. But this is what the line here is coming to tell you. Don't say that. And what's the yisod of this? What's the basis for this? Why is this an exception regarding chametz? What does this come to? Is this a svar me'at? Ba'ama? What is it? What's it rooted in?
Soor.
Is what they're trying to point out, that there's a din of Seor, what the Mechilta says, and is cited in the Pesef and Beitza, as well as the Gemara and Beitza, that the Pesach mentions both Chametz and Seor. And why do you need both? So the Chazal mentioned, what's the unique characteristic of Chametz as opposed to Seor? Chametz is Ochel, but just Stam Ochel. It doesn't normally, typically, serve as a, what's the word, a stimulant like yeast.
Starter, you said?
To what?
To ferment,
yeah, like a starter.
Catalyst.
I guess a catalyst for the fermentation. For fermenting other isos, other dough. It's just a stam ochel. So, or is yeast, equivalent of yeast, I guess. Maybe it actually does mean yeast. Right, it's raw is a chamei about yisus acheros. It's not itself something which is mutter b'achila. Yeah, I guess it's like a starter.
Right? You said it last time. Like, not like
pasher. Yeah, I was talking about sourdough starter. Yeah, it's something that you use to ferment as a catalyst for fermentation for other things, but it itself is not subject to achila. And that and the Gemara mentions, and that's the chiddush of Sa'or, because Sa'or is not roi l'achila. Nonetheless, it has a din, basically, of ochel, agabe, all the halachos of chametz. That's why it's necessary, and that's what you end up having. Sa'or is ain't a roi l'achila, but because it's mechametz isa sachiros, that's the reason the Torah passes it. So this is the basis, then, for for the fact, the exception here, that even though Nifsal Mechil Sadam would be normally matir, but here, since it's Roy, Lechametz, but it's Zacherus, namely, since there's an Isra Sa'or, not so. Now, here, I think there are two different formulations, or two different possibilities, in terms of how exactly they are saying this, in terms of what they mean by it. One possibility is to say that the din, that if it's Nifsal Mechil Sadam, it's still considered Chametz, is Dafka under the condition that that chametz is itself roi lachametz isos acheros. In other words, this is actually stipulating a condition regarding the chepza that we're talking about in this sugya, that you're chayv biura. It's nifsa mechias adam, it's still chayv biura, but providing only if we assume, or only if it's a case that the chametz is actually roi lachametz isos acheros, basically having the din of saor, even though it's itself chametz. This is something which I believe is what the Rabbi Nadavid sounds like, right? He says, that this itself is ru'uya l'chameh about isos acheros. Isos v'achav b'chein r'gilachi l'chai b'vayr sheyesh l'din sa'or. In other words, this chametz has a din sa'or, assuming that it actually meets the standard of sa'or, that it is able to be mechametz isos acheros. Sheyesh l'din sa'or sheyin r'ay l'chi l'fi sh'ray hu l'chametz bo acherim oven alav b'vayr b'yimatzeh v'imachon amichayv karetz v'achav b'yishu b'agum l'chi l'chi l'chi. And in quotes of Mechilta, which I mentioned, right? V'darshin of Mechilta, ki olchem atzlam and nemar, v'sho omer ki kol olcha chametz, in the ala chametz shechayim al karish, so or minayin, tam lomer gelchum metzis, achal yomar yesh li bedin, and why do I need both? Ma'amani chametz she'enu ma'a chametz achirim, well, mar da chametz shu roi l'achilu, tomar v'sor she'enu roi l'achilu, tam lomer gelchum metzis. So now the weak point in the way that we're formulating it here is, but chametz is not mechametz achirim. Right?
Chametz itself?
Yeah, in the Mechilta, the way it's presented in the Mechilta is Chametz is not Mechametz Isos Acherim, but it is Roi L'Chila. Sor, on the other hand, is not Roi L'Chila, but it is Mechametz Acherim. But the issue is, if you want to say this is the explanation for the general din, the Chametz, Hanifsal Mechil Zadam, is still subject to Yisr Chametz, even though the general principles dictate that it would be Mutter.
It sounds like you would only say that in the case of Mechametz Acherim. That's why you have to say that Sarfo is Mechametz Acherim.
So, right, so I'm saying it's not so meaning, I'm not sure this is a Mitzvah's question, or if it's a legal question, or what?
Are you saying it's not to the point? Is it only able to do, like, the Chametz?
We're talking about regular Chametz, we're talking about Pas, we're talking about Pas, not so or. We're talking about fully formed bread. So you're saying in Echinami, but I guess I'm saying the legal judgment that the Chametz is able, if you assume that, so then what we're saying is this Chametz is able to be Mechametz Acherim.
He says that. Yeah.
Right, so I'm saying, but the weak point is that the Bryce had said that the characteristic, one characteristic of Chametz, that is not Roy that Chametz Boi Acheros. Chametz versus Sa'or, the Mechilta says, that Chametz, im amar b'chametz sh'roi l'achila, tomar b'sa'or sh'ein roi l'achila, they had to say the opposite also. What was the opposite? Ma'im chametz she'enu mechametz acherim. Ma'im chametz she'enu mechametz acherim. I don't know if it's a Mitzvah's question, but I'm just trying to figure out the legal question. What is this? How do we assess chametz? Is it mechametz or is it not mechametz?
I think the Rebbe understands that
chametz. The Rebbe David.
I'm sorry. Rebbe David understands that chametz is a broad category that includes sa'or and non-sa'or stuff. So the non-sa'or stuff, when it's in a royal achila, the Torah is mechadish, that stuff is still aser.
Sorry, say it again. What did you say?
According to Rebbe David, when the Torah is mechadish, but when sa'or is not royal achila, it nevertheless is still aser.
So or is by definition not, I mean, so or is characteristic, is it something which is in Raila Chila?
Why are you using?
That's a mechitzas. So or you can't know that so or is usher because you wouldn't be able to extrapolate the iser chametz to so or because chametz is roi lechila and so or is defining yeretz because it's in a roi lechila.
Oh, sorry. I think.
And then the gemara says the opposite also because so or is mechametz is sacheros and chametz is not.
Right, so I think that the way that we're
going
to understand that is that those are talking about sort of
end of
the
extreme. Right. I'm not saying this is impossible. I'm just saying that's the point, which is, you know, there's a fit issue. That's my point, is that this issue is not obvious based on the course that you're pointing to, because it would seem to, correct, I think he says it somewhere explicitly, I'm trying to find it now, that chametz is roig sas, something like that.
I don't know if all chametz is
right. Yeah, he says in Chaf Aleph and Aleph. What?
I have a different question.
Yeah, one sec. He says, hold on one sec. He says, actually, it's even towards Pashi and right, Lola Mach Adam, Lama Chabahimish, Pashi, Shemisil Mach Adam, Srikha Bior, whom he didn't so or, Asar, Akasu, Shavish, and right, Lashim, Nikim, the Chametz Bachayim, Vavzo, Roy, the Shako, Chamibok, Isa Sakairos. But I assume that what he's saying is, yes, we're only talking about chametz, which is in fact roi lechilas. Then you know that's not the status of chametz. I think he would say there's, like you said, gradations. Chametz is not typified, you know, by its ability to do so, but chametz can. Maybe all chametz can, or maybe some chametz can, but at least some chametz can be chametz acher.
Are the circles concentric, or
the circle of what?
What the Hagdara Chametz, is it like the definition of Chametz is either something which is like edible?
Chametz is bread and water and what? Chametz is made mine dagan, which is mixed with water and then baked for a little bit.
Either has to be edible or Chametz Acherim, or is it that
the sor
is a revoy and the definition of
chametz
to include even things which are chametz
aferim and
they're not.
Yes, I'll need that in one second. I don't think
Rabbi David
is saying that.
That's not what he's saying.
No, to me it sounds like he's saying that this chametz needs to be,
yeah,
and we presume it is, or maybe this is a condition about maybe it's only chametz certain things. I think it's more like, it sounds like anything which is chametz likely has some ability. I'm just saying this added an assumption which is not obvious, that he seems to be saying that all chametz has some capacity to be chametz acherim. It's just not something which you would normally, I guess, identify as both a sa'or, which, you know, that's what it does. Chametz can be done, you can do it. It's not what its, you know, function is, but you can do it, and therefore it has the same din of sa'or, but it's only because that it actually can. You know what you're saying? I'm going to mention it, I think, in a second. The Ron, I don't think, says it, yeah.
Is it even accurate to describe it as machol without zeros?
It's still subject to the Yisra Achila of, I mean, I guess that's a semantic question, but I would say it's still subject to the Yisra Achila of chametz. So it's the Torah answers Achila of this thing. That's a good question. The way I would put it is, you know, the Torah is, we'll actually see this concept come up. It comes up in various places. Gidon Asher is one of the primary ones, where the Torah is answering something machila, actually isuro machshivo. This concept actually the Gemara itself mentions that you would never have thought this thing is an ochel. You wouldn't define it as such, but the Torah is answering it machila. You know, reinforces the legal reclassification, reevaluation of it, or reassessment of it as ochel, or marks it as ochel. That's possible. I don't mean to be getting into that now. But that's an open question. We'll come back to that. It's explicitly brought up in Rishonim regarding other non-roi la'achila, yisurei achila v'ana. Gidon Asher is the example, actually, which the Gemara mentions, of this concept of yisur machshiva, that even though we wouldn't have thought it has a status of ochel, but the Torah drags it into that category once it asur achila. So whether or not we say that is a question, and whether or not we would apply it to chametz is also a question. That's the issue that you're raising, right? That's the issue that you're raising?
What?
That kind of idea?
Okay.
Yisur Mashiva? And whether or not it has a status of Ochel?
I'm thinking about that.
Meaning whether or not it has a status of Ochel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm also wondering about the...
Normally speaking, in a Roi L'Achila means it's not Ochel. I think that's what you see from the Sugyas.
I'm also wondering about possible reasons to be Mechali, this or Bali Ra, as opposed to this or Hanan.
Yeah, so we'll come back to that. Yeah. I think that's relevant. Correct. Come back to that. So that's, I think, Gurini Dabit. The Ran, I do believe, has the alternative formulation. The alternative formulation is to say that it's not that we're assuming this is, in fact, Mechamei Tzachirim, but that the fact that the Torah asks us Se'or, what it does is Megala on the entire category of Chametz, whether it's Chametz or Se'or. There's one din. You might say it's, each is Melamed on the other, and the reason for that is because there's one category in the end of Chametz Se'or. Something which is not Roi L'Achila is, nonetheless, still subject to all the Isurei Chametz Se'or, because, after all, Se'or is not Roi L'Achila. In other words, all this does is Megala that you're not Mafkia, Shem Chametz, if it's Ein Roi, Shem Chametz, let's say the uber category of chametz, the meta category of chametz, chametz usor, being nifsal me'achilas adam, being eno ra'ui la'achilas adam, is not a matir, is not mafkia, this case of isur achila, because seor is b'chal the isur meta isur of chametz. So if we're dealing with chametz, even if it's not itself ra'ui the chametz, but isus acheros, the din seor is megal in the entire category that even if you're not ra'ui la'achila, you're still able to be subject to the din chametz. So it's not the Gemara in this case would not be saying that this chametz is right the chametz by Yisus Acheros. It would be saying that chametz is an exception to, there's a subtext here, the chametz is an exception to the general rule that a nifsal me'achilas adam paka isuro because of the din seor shiroi the chametz by Yisus Acheros, which is not ruhi la'achila and is nonetheless subject to the dine chametz. So dine chametz do not require being ruhi la'achila. It's a special exception given Se'or, the Torah including Se'or within the category of Chametz, means that Chametz as a category is now been made an exception. Right, you follow? So
it's just like forgetting the main point of it, because the reason why we ostracize it is because it's where the Chametz are buried. But this thing that we're talking about now is not. But that's the
thing. Right, but the point is the Torah is not saying there are two different, you have to fit into either this group or that group. Okay, yeah. So this would be saying that it's not what it is that either this group or that group. There's one, what I'm calling a meta-category of chametz. It's not a particularly good descriptive term, just using it to separate from chametz, the narrow sense of chametz, as opposed to seor. The meta-category of chametz, all the dinim are the same, right? All the dinim, presumably, well, that we'll see if that's true, but this would be saying all the dinim are the same. There's one category of meta-chametz. It consists of two different cases. Normally speaking, it consists of chametz, it consists of seor, each for their own reasons, but the point is in the end, one category. And as long as you have a shame chametz or shame seor, you're going to be bechal this category. The question is, what is mafkia that? So we can't say that will be mafkia, it's belonging to the category of meta chametz because it's ainarot l'achila. Because seor is always ainarot l'achila.
In order to get into now, the category,
That's true. That in order to get into the category of seor, it has to be roi l'achila. Yeah, but this is chametz, meaning this is narrow chametz. This was narrow chametz. And the question now is, to exclude it from the meta category, you wouldn't, right? No, there's something which is not Roi L'Achila nor Mechametz wouldn't get a foothold. But if it was one of them, so we don't say that your being in this meta category of Chametz is inconsistent with the fact that you're not Roi L'Achila. That isn't true because we see Se'or. Likewise, you would say the same thing. So that's the question. Well, that we'll come back to the Se'or part of that. Could you say something which is Se'or, which starts being Mechametz Acherim? Would that be something which would undermine its ability to be subject to? According to this, you would have a Pesach to say, even if Se'or stops being able to be Mechametz, it would still be subject to Isurim. So we'll come back to that. And in part gets to the question of what the Rabbi says about having a bottom line for Se'or too. There's a line under which Se'or, under what? Yeah, we'll get to that. Just to leave off, so that's Rita David, the Ran, that's what they explained. That this line in the Gemara is addressing the particular, the overall analysis, exactly the conclusion we would have thought, namely, Nisal Mechas Adam, so it's Paka Mimenu Shem Ochel, or if you want to say it more narrowly, Paka Mimenu Dine Isur Achila, right? So shouldn't we say that there's no problem here with regard to the Chametz? And the answer is, yes, but there's an exception here based on Se'or. Whether the exception is because we assume that here we're dealing with Ra'i L'chametz B'Isus Acheros, so it has the capacity of Se'or in some measure, and therefore is an exception, or even if it doesn't have the capacity of Se'or, it's actually not Ra'i L'chametz B'Isus Acheros. The point is Se'or tells us, the conclusion of Se'or indicates that you don't need to be Ra'i L'chila in order to be subject to the Isus. And therefore it's not a mafkia. In other words, it's not mafkia the status as chametz, as ochel, to be subject to the Isurei chametz. The question is going to be the Ravid. Because the Ravid, you need a different explanation. Because the Ravid says that Pasha Ifsha, what the Gemara discusses, when the Gemara mentions Pasha Ifsha Shechayavim Levara, because it's Roy Lechametz Isos Acheros, it is not talking about Chametz. That's talking about Seor. That's the reason why Seor, that is Nifshalom Echios Adam, is subject still to Biur, because it's Roy Lechametz Isos Acheros. But when it comes to Chametz, what does he say? Enosarach Lezatam. You don't need the explanation of Roy Lechametz Isos Acheros. Even without it, and presumably the rabbi could say, even if it's not true, even if we assume that that isn't the case, it's not Roy Lechametz Isos Acheros, it doesn't matter. Chametz, even without that reasoning, is still subject to the din. And the question is going to be, obviously, Hadra Kushri L'duchta, right? What about the din of Nifsal Mechilas Adam? Till now we have an explanation. There's an exception here. Right? Nifsal Mechilas Adam is generally mutter, generally is nafkiya shem ochel. It's not matamik nevela. It's not subject to Isar Achilas nevela. So why is Chametz different according to these Rishonim? Because the din Seor teaches us that, etc. But the Ravid says, no, right? I'll just take a look quickly. Right? This is going to be, I guess, the cliffhanger for the next one. Right? The trouble is going to be trying to understand it and analyzing the Ravid. The Ravid says, no, you don't need that exception for Chametz. This is the Ravid in Perek Aleph. Halacha, he basically just uses it as the Rambam as a springboard, because the Rambam basically says everything is dina karu. So, or Chametz is really no different, because it sounds like the Rambam. So the answer to your question is, I think the Rambam sounds like he thinks there's just one uber category now. But the Ravid says no. Rambam doesn't even say particulars about, you know, what dinim he's applying to. But the Ravid starts saying just your description of it is dinach, that is wrong. There are actually two different dinim. There's Seor and there's Chametz. There are differences. This is where he says, "Aval de'inyan biur l'inyan achila yesh hefresh b'neim shachametz im nifsal me'achila sakelev ein zakuk levar v'Seor afal pishu nifsal chay levar v'fishu ra'i l'shachako." That even if it's Nisam Echiel's Kelev, says the Ravid, it's still going to be subject to Biur because it's Roy Shachako. Uchametz Bokamais Ella in Ken Yichil Vhule says Umashashana with the Septa, where the Gemara cites this Septa, Pasha Isha Chai Levar, Neshahu Roy Lishachka, etc. But Pasha Saor Ka'amar, Di Bechametz Lahayat Sarach Lazatan. It's only Pasha Saor which requires the reasoning of Roy Lechametz Ba'is Zacharos. Yes, the Ravid, so the Ravid. Plug it in. The Ravid thinks that when it says that exception, it's talking about Pasha if Shashinizal and Achilas Kelev, which needs the reasoning of, you know, the fact that it's still Roy Lachimans with Achilas. But Chametz, Shinizal and Achilas Adam, that wouldn't even need the reasoning. That's just normal, right? You don't need the reason of Chametz by Achilas. So then the question, Hadra Kujulu, isn't that not true? Don't you? We have a din, Nisal and Achilas Adam is Pakashim Ochel. You know, therefore we should say what Rashi and Rav probably say, which is that as long as the chametz no longer ru'i l'chias adam, so it has the same din as any other ma'achal suros, and it's paka. The suros is paka. So, Ravid, you're removing the explanation that we had in, you know, explaining why this is not a problem, because chametz is an exception. But you're saying that the exception is not talking about chametz. The question is going to be, how to understand the Ravid, okay?